Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Your level of frustration has been ratcheted up over something to do with the Knicks. You may even be called cranky after you let this take loose. I don't know what it is. I'm curious to hear. So what is it that got you all riled up over the last couple of days?
I'm just telling Knicks fans out there, here we go again. I mean, the lack of respect for the New York Knicks is just absolute. I'm buying into all this stuff now because I've been listening for the last, you know, 5 or 6 days, especially on this radio station where the hosts have, you know, that are not Knicks fans, have to just absolutely drill the Knicks and have to, like, talk about in platitudes about the teams that they're playing against. You know, first it was Cade Cunningham and the Detroit Pistons and how physical they are, and they're a much better team. And then it was the Boston Celtics with the two-headed monster of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And, you know, we put Porzingis' jersey in the freezer, and then all of a sudden he got sick and couldn't play. And I mean, it's just on and on and on and on. Like, the Knicks can't win. And, I mean, everybody on TV, and I understand why they did it, because you're playing against the defending champions, but you got to get through all the games. You got to win 4 games. And a lot of things can happen in those 4 games, as we all found out last year with the Knicks and the Pacers. So here come the Pacers. And yesterday we were talking a little bit about the Pacers, some of the things they do well. But everything now is like, oh, the Pacers play with pace. They play with deep depth. They have great shooters. They have this. They have that. You know, they're underrated. They've been the best team in the calendar year of 2025. Their defensive metrics are great. Their offensive ball movement is fantastic. Their off-ball defenders are great. They have length. They have this. They have that. Blah, blah, blah. All by the Knicks. They're stale on offense. They're really a one-man team. Holy crap. I mean, it's just nonstop, like, hatred towards the Knicks at every level. I mean, from everybody at all the national networks. I mean, it's just insane. And I'm like, what is there to hate about Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, the way Josh Hart plays, the way OG Anunoby plays, the way that Karl Anthony Towns can play and has played in big moments? I mean, like, what is unlikable about them?
All right, here's your answer that I don't agree with, because we are part of this, the fan base. So I think that the people are reacting to the craziness that we have been showing as a fan base and celebrating second round wins like it's been championships, and people are like, oh, and then you see the video that throwing trash at the Pacers fan and all these things and screaming in Brian Windhorst's face as he's leaving the arena. So it has nothing to do personally with this group. Now, Karl Anthony Towns has been getting crushed for not realizing his full potential since the second he came in the league. So that's just been a thing with him, regardless of where he's been. But there's nothing unlikable about this team. You want to say that Jalen Brunson flops a little bit, and that's the one thing you can say? Okay, fine. There's been a million guys in the league that try to draw fouls. He's got to do whatever he can at his size to gain an advantage. But what it is the fan base. So that's what the people that are commenting on the Knicks aren't
slamming Jalen Brunson. They're not slamming Josh Hart, all these great guys, OG Anunoby. What they're trying to do is piss us off, and it's working.
Well, I'm an older part of the fan base. Now, the younger part, the 20 to 40-year-old, you know.
The bing-bongers, right?
The bing-bongers, yeah. I mean, who are into this because they haven't really felt this. They haven't been around. When we were here in 2000 in the four-point play. They weren't around back in 73 and 69 when, you know, Clyde and Earl the Pearl were doing their thing. I mean, this is why the fan base is so jacked up and just insane. And, you know, from the celebrities on down, everybody's crazed. And this is what, you know, a huge fan base can do. I did actually see somebody put out on social media like a shot of Friday night after the game, after they closed out the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And it was insane. We all saw it, right?
Yep.
And, you know, Timothy Chalamet was in the middle of it, and all the guys were driving their trucks through there and their cars through there, and Jim Dolan gave some nice little girl a basketball from the game. It was great. Everything was fantastic. And they were celebrating the fact that they were going on to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 1999. Okay? So it's great. And I understand that. And Jalen Brunson is downplaying it like he should because he's a leader. And he's saying, you know, we haven't accomplished anything. We still have another step to go. And here's the thing about the whole Pacers situation. You know, Karl Anthony Towns had his way with the Pacers this year. Number two, Mitchell Robinson didn't play against the Pacers mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah.
Number three, as Josh Hart pointed out, everybody is healthy from a player standpoint for the Knicks going into this. And the Pacers essentially have the same team as last year. And yeah, they do have depth. And Rick Carlisle likes to whine about the officiating and things of that nature. And he'll do the same thing here, especially with the way that Jalen Brunson kind of draws fouls. But I'm so sick and tired of the negative Knick hate from the non-Knick fan that it makes me sick.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I really do think it's because it's a jealousy thing. It's a you shouldn't be celebrating when we should be celebrating. I mean, I was thinking about this driving in. I'm very pensive on my drive in, but I was thinking about you because you've talked about since 2007 when I sat here, you know, you'll bring that up, and it's been a long time. And all the things we've seen in New York sports that you've seen and talked about, you've seen a couple of giant Super Bowls. You've seen the Jets make it to the AFC Championship game a couple times. So the Mets make it to a World Series. You saw the Yankees win a World Series. You saw the Rangers make it to a Stanley Cup final. You've seen the Islanders make it to an Eastern Conference final a couple of times. One thing you had never talked about in all the times you've been sitting here is the Knicks in an Eastern Conference final.
Yeah, because it's been such a disaster of the people that they have brought in here. Number one, to run the franchise, and then number two, to play for the franchise.
But my point is that this is why everybody's losing their mind. So anybody who is not here and not understanding that, well, screw them. Because this team doing this is special. It's rare. And there's more New York fans on the Knicks page than any other franchise in town.
You know, so, and then, of course, you got to go back to all the things that people were saying when they signed Jalen Brunson and they got him away from Dallas. And then you got to listen to all the talking heads, as we talked about prior to the Boston Celtics. I said, I'm picking the Knicks in six. You know why? Because in seven. You know why? Because nobody else is.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm going to pick them because I'm going to be right and they're going to be wrong. and if it happens, then me and Tommy Lugar will look like we know what the hell we're talking about.
Yep.
But I'm with Tommy, man. I'm so sick of it. And even watching every day yesterday. And you know, they were asking, and look, we all have to give opinions. Not everybody's going to agree with our opinions. I know that. And I shouldn't get like all wrapped up in some of this nonsense because, you know, the Rangers have been down this road. The Islanders have been down this road. The Mets have been down this road, totally discounted and disrespected.
Yeah, but here, okay.
And if I am Jalen Brunson, I'm hearing this crap, and I'm Josh Hart, and you play with that reckless abandon that he plays with, man, I'm telling you, you got to take it to another level against this team that knocked you out last year, given that you guys are all healthy and you're ready to rock and roll. And this is the Karl Anthony Towns against Miles Turner series.
Yeah, and you may be hearing a lot of people that are trying to hate on the Knicks and propping up the Pacers for all the reasons that you talked about, but fact remains that they are favorites in this series.
You know, they are, and they're also number two favorite to win the NBA Finals, with the Thunder being number one. So, I mean, it's not as if they are being disrespected by the odds makers. Now, in before the Celtics series, 100%. I mean, they were as big of an underdog as anybody that was left in the playoffs in a series. But this one, they're favorites.
I'm also incensed by the fact that it goes all the way back to when these guys were playing for Jay Wright at Villanova. And you see all these people commenting on that Villanova team. Ah, there's no NBA players on this team. Nobody's going to, you know, have a long career. Nobody's going to be great. I'm thinking to myself, man, how stupid people can be and how wrong they can be.
Well, I've been there, certainly, with a lot of takes. But, yeah, I mean, Jalen Brunson's career and where he is now, not a lot of people projected. They really did not. I mean, when he came here, I thought he was going to be a really good player for them. Be a solid point guard. He's turned out to be one of the best Knicks I've ever seen.
I'm telling you, I don't know how many times I said this. We haven't had a legitimate real point guard who plays like Jalen Brunson. We had guys who thought they were point guards,
yeah,
but they didn't play that way, or they didn't take it seriously enough, or they couldn't handle the pressure. And handling the pressure is one thing that Jalen does. And, you know, this is what Indiana will try to do to him. They'll have three different guys playing against him at different times during this series. They may pick him up at three-quarters court. They may make him work to get over the half-court line. And they're going to push a lot of pressure on him, kind of like what Detroit tried to do. Boston tried to do it, not as much as Detroit did. But I think this team will show. And this is why I love the guy, because he handles the pressure. Yeah, he has a couple bad games here and there. They're all going to have those bad games. But, man, almost, I would say, 90% of the time, he's in control of the ball. He knows where the ball's going, and he's the one that's got to deal with it. And that's the pressure of a point guard, which, man, he has been amazing since he's gotten here.
Yeah, I mean, this feels like a series to me that's going to go seven. It feels like they are very evenly matched. I mean, if I'm not going to bet on the thing because I don't feel super strong about it. I do like the Knicks, you know, of course, because of the home court advantage and the way that they played in game six at home. But this has all the makings of just a evenly matched, really intense Eastern Conference Finals where, you know, that winner is going to earn the right to go to the finals. Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I honestly think it's going to be super entertaining.
Yeah, this is Knicks Pacers from the 90s.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it, man. And this is what it's all about. And good for the Pacers for getting back to this point and for playing as many guys as they have. And the good thing that I would like to say about both of these teams, they're both healthy coming into the series.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no definitive edge because somebody is sick, hurt, or not playing. Now, as the series goes on, that could change.
Yeah. I'm going to look up that last Pacers team. I mean, I remember Rick Smits, obviously, Reggie Miller, obviously. But some of those other guys on that team back in the late 90s, I mean, they were such a pain in the ass. They really were. Dale Davis. God, remember Dale Davis?
Big power forward.
Yeah. Yes, he was. I mean, that guy was a pain in the neck. I mean, those teams were really, I mean, Mark Jackson, of course, on the team. Jalen Rose. Big old Sam Perkins. I mean, they were nasty, man. I mean, and the Knicks back then were as well. And I just love the history of it. I love the fact that these teams, I mean, the organizations have history that goes all the way back, but also these group of guys have history that go back to last year.
Yeah, well, the Pacers love the run. They love to play with pace. They have great ball movement, G.
Yeah, well, and the thing I'm
surprised. And they get a lot of guys involved.
That's what I was about to say. I'm surprised you didn't bring that up because that's all I've heard. They're so deep. They're so deep. They're so much deeper.
Well, they play 9, 10, 11 guys.
They're so deep. Try to run the other team. What is Tibbs going to do? Is Tibbs going to empty out his bench? Is he going to just go with his starters? Because, I mean, Carlisle's going to be sending 55 guys out there. You know, he's got 55 Pacers on that roster. He's just going to go in and out and keep them fresh.
Nesmith, Nemhard.
Yeah.
Is it Nemhard?
Yeah.
Right? PJ Connell.
No, T.J. O'Connell.
T.J. O'Connell, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he is a pain in the ass, that guy.
You know what? The Knicks are a pain in the ass, too.
Yeah, I know, but I don't look at them
you
as pains
think
in the ass.
You don't think Jalen Brunson is looked at as a pain in the ass by other teams?
No, I'm
or
sure.
Josh Hart?
Yeah, but he's my guy, so I don't feel that way. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I'm talking about, like, just watching, like Peyton Pritchard, who didn't have a huge series for them, but you knew that he was going to be a pain in the ass.
Thank God.
Right. But he didn't end up having...
This guy, T.J. O'Connell, is the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, he was last year. He was just really, really frustrating. He was playing his ass off. But, I mean, that series.
Who's the guy? Mathurin?
What?
They got another guy. Mathurin.
Mathurin?
Yeah. That's his name.
You sound like Al trying to name hockey players.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, Mathurin.
Yeah. Mathurin. Benedict.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're just naming Star Wars characters at this point. Yeah, all right, yeah.
Dwayne Trotschek.
Right, something like that.
Dwayne. Ikshneve McClutherness.
Johnny Kupchak.
Yeah, well, here we go. And tomorrow night, Ola.
This is one of these guys that you really don't know about, but you're going to see and you're going to hear about.
Yeah, and he's going to be up in your face. This is your Sam Hauser for the series. I can already tell.
He is.
I can already tell. You're sniffing out that roster. Let me pick the guy.
That's the guy right there.
Yeah. Did you talk to Wally about this series yet?
Not yet.
Because Wally was all over the Pistons series. He was all over that. We didn't really talk to him much about the Celtics, but he nailed the Pistons series like to a T. So I'm curious to see what his take is on this going in.
Well, you know what his take is.
He hates Halliburton.
Yeah.
He hates the guy. Thinks he's a fake all-star. Loser. His words, not mine.
Yeah, but I think he apologized.
For what?
For saying fake all-star loser.
But why? It's just what he felt. Why does he need to apologize?
Well, because when he went out there to do the Knicks and Pacers games, you know, he was getting booed and all that other stuff.
Oh, he didn't like that?
No.
Because generally when, you know, Wally goes somewhere, people, they get excited. When he goes back out to Timberwolves, they like it.
They like him, yeah.
Yeah, out on Long Island. It's like, oh, look at this guy. Yeah. Handsome guy, big eyebrows, tall, limps. You know, that's what they see. But when he starts criticizing guys, which he never does.
Nah, very rarely does.
Very rarely criticize guys.
That's why this was so shocking.
I mean, just went all in. Went hammer time on Tyrese Halliburton.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I don't want to scare anybody away from kickoff to summer. We're talking about Thursday, not Friday, because I think the rain's going to move through on Thursday if the forecast holds. It'd be a little colder than you'd like, I would think, but it's not going to be raining on us, I don't believe, on Friday. But Thursday, we had a whole day planned, and Thursday looks wet, very wet.
So I don't think our original plans are going to come through on Thursday, which is playing golf at a wonderful place we had never played before, going to dinner close to the golf course where Al was going to have to drive like a half an hour, 40 minutes to get there. So we are amending the plans, and everything is coming up Al Dukes
well,
this morning.
Well, things are fluid.
Everything is coming
up. I don't want to get I don't want to get a text from my buddy saying, "Oh, we're done now." And I'm like, "Just everything is fluid."
Well, it's gonna be. It's
we'll forecast. See. It's fluid.
This forecast.
We're coastal people. The weather tends to change every now and again because of the coast. So we will see.
Okay, but my guess is that
all right. Okay,
we're not gonna be playing.
It.
And
you're
then
negative.
Al gets what he wants. It's not being negative. It's just taking the information that's out there and believing it because it hasn't changed in days and days and days. Jerry, am I right about this?
It doesn't look good.
Yeah.
It actually looks good. You know, once again, you can suck off this area. I won't. And once again, the area is going to come back to screw us.
Yeah. Well, not a great forecast.
No, it's not. By the way, you had a guy kiss you last year, Boomer?
I think so.
I do not remember that at all. I just saw it in the footage that CBS Sports Network ran. A guy came up and kissed Boomer on the cheek on the stage.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that either.
Me either.
I'm looking at it now in the reruns.
It's already come through.
Oh, it already has?
Yeah.
Can you run that back again, by the way? Kickoff to summer. DJs starting at 6 a.m. on Friday with the warm-up show. Then 7 a.m. we take the stage. 11 o'clock is when we will end the show. And then country music star Chris Lane will do a set there. It's all free and kickoff to summer brought to you by Cash App. Do more with your money. Can you run that little package
back
there
in? There it is.
This guy.
That's not me. That's Gio.
Yeah.
He kissed Gio.
No, but I think he got you too.
He kissed my neck, that man. I don't remember that at all.
That was the guy who wanted to challenge me to a shotgun, I think. No? He was holding up a sign.
I mean, he really went with his lips to my neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, okay. Well, your face was just like, hey.
Yeah, here it is. He got Boomer, too. I'm telling you, I saw it.
Oh, yeah, that is. Yeah.
So, you know, the other day we got those High Camp flasks?
Yes.
I'm going to have my flask with me, so don't worry about it.
Oh, I know. Those flasks are awesome.
That is unbelievable. So
yeah, you got to fill that up with something that are warm the cockles of your esophagus.
Would you like some whiskey or would you like some reposado? What would you like?
I think it's like a bourbon type of morning. That's what I think
you
it
think
is.
That's going to be a bourbon morning. I'll bring a little Maker's Mark.
I think it might be a bourbon morning. Yeah. I mean, that's what you need in a situation like that. It's going to be like, you know, low 60s.
No.
It's going to be fine.
Start with a 5.
No. We're okay, Jerry. It's going to be okay.
And then a 0.
No. Just listen. We want a big crowd. We want everybody to be there.
Oh, the crowd will be there. I'm not worried about that.
Summer show
just
up.
Wear
and
a
let's
jacket.
Kick some ass.
Just wear a jacket. That's all. But
man up.
I don't think it's going to rain. But
what are you looking at me for? I'll be there. You mean it's only going to call out sick? I'll be there.
All right.
And I don't have to worry. The thing that's great about this particular trip, kickoff to summer, is that flask I can actually drink from and not have to worry about
that
it.
That is true.
I ain't driving home like I normally do. I'm like, get on the road, get out of there.
Okay.
Not this time. So I'm rip-raring to go. Okay. We've got Jerry here with an update. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real close for real life. Just quickly with the Mets, I know you guys did a lot of the basketball, so I'll get to that in a second. But we'll talk about the Mets losing to the Red Sox 3-1. You had the whole thing with Juan Soto and the long single off the Green Monster. I'll just give you one on it. This was where he was just asked what happened on that play where you first and you didn't hit the double.
I hit it pretty hard. Really short Green Monster, but tried to get the second, but it wasn't enough.
Now, in fairness to
him, it's Juan Soto.
He did steal second on the first pitch.
Yeah, we know that.
And did get there.
Yeah.
But
so it's
still
not
did,
hurt.
It
we
still
were discussing,
didn't look great.
Somebody called in and was discussing could he be hurt.
Oh, that's interesting.
I would say no. So, he stole second base.
He did. And looked good doing
but
it.
But he was jogging out of the box
he
again.
Was. Thought he had a home run. Did not. And he jogged. And so the Mets lose 3-1. Jared Duran, an RBI triple in this game. Justin Wilson, the win in relief. Kodai Senga, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks over 6. He suffered the loss in this game. As for Soto, with that single, he went 1-for-4. The Mets as a team were 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They have dropped 4 of 5, now trail Philly by a half game atop the NL East because Philadelphia beat Colorado on the road last night. 9-3, not a shock there. Kyle Schwarber hit his 300th career home run. Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers, giving LA's first 4-game home losing streak in 7 years. You've got the Yankees and Rangers tonight. Will Warren, Patrick Corbin, the starters right here on the fan at 6:25. Should say Clay Holmes starts for the Mets tonight at Fenway. All right, let's get to the basketball because we've got the Western Conference Finals starting tonight. Tomorrow night, you've got the Eastern Conference Finals. So a couple of things here. Now, I know the first two games in the West will be in Oklahoma City, but then games 3 and 4 will be in Minnesota. So I take you back to last year when Minnesota was advancing, and this was Charles Barkley and Anthony Edwards' post-game interview.
I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring your ass.
So,
I remember that. Yeah, bring your ass. Yeah. That was great.
So he can bring his ass this year
if
they so choose to do that. Game one will be tonight, though, in Oklahoma City, and a lot of star power in that series, just like there will be in the Knicks and Pacers series. So game one will be tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. Now, you guys have this notion that the national media is not really into the Knicks. Well, you might be right. Here are your guys from All the Smoke.
Oh, here we go. These guys are going to hate the Knicks.
I know Matt Barnes was the guy in the middle. I don't know who the other two guys are.
Steven Jackson's one of them.
I don't think Steven Jackson's in this.
Okay.
Unless I missaw it. It looked like it was Matt Barnes and then two guests.
All right.
Maybe it was.
I could be wrong.
So you're going to hear some bleeps from the guy on the right talking under his breath like he's so annoyed with the Knicks. Just give a good listen, Eddie. Make sure I didn't miss any beeps here. This is All the Smoke where they're essentially saying, oh, my God, not the Knicks. Please, God, no, not the Knicks.
Going to the Eastern Conference, fellas, we are in some dangerous motherfucking water right now because if the Knicks get to the finals and have to win the finals, we're not going to be able to tell no one from New York nothing for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
The next years, you can't say to nobody from New York. Boys are able
you
to
see,
slide
they hate
to the
fans.
Finals.
They hate the
make
fans.
It happen,
that's,
man.
That's what it is.
Okay. One of them is Vernon Maxwell.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
One of them's Vernon Maxwell.
Oh, man. Right? Steven Jackson's not there.
No, he's not.
Okay.
That's very disappointing.
So the one who was under his breath going, oh, bleep. No, not the Knicks, bleep. That was Vernon Maxwell, the guy on the right.
Yeah. And he goes, I'm reading what it says.
Yeah.
It says, God damn, I'm glad we ain't playing against them mother effers. That's what Vernon Maxwell said.
You know what's amazing, and I meant to say this earlier, is that when you see the celebration out on the street on 7th Avenue on Friday night, okay, you see all of that.
Yeah.
Somebody put up on social media, I forget who it was, and I thought it was so perfect. He goes, LeBron didn't want to do this. This star didn't want to do this. This star didn't want to come here. Kevin Durant didn't want to do this. Kyrie Irving didn't want to do this. And basically, it's the Villanova 3 along with Kat and OG that are doing this and are the ones that are bringing back the pride to the Garden via basketball. You know what I mean? Like, all these other guys didn't want to come to New York. They could have been a part of this.
Well,
they could have done this.
That is true.
Carmelo
did want to be here.
And so did Amari Stoudemire, yes. But he came because they gave him a 5-year contract.
That is
Phoenix
true.
Only wanted to give him a 2-year contract because they knew his knees were only going to last 2 years.
But Carmelo wanted to be here.
He did, but...
He did.
It just didn't work. But, you know, part of it was him. A big part of it was the organization, though. Like, you know, the different coaches, the different presidents and GMs and all the crap that went on. I mean, I can't say it's all his fault, but nonetheless, at least now Leon Rose has got this thing stabilized.
Should they not win, you will have Kevin Durant here next year, and you probably will win. And he'll come be the missing piece.
Shut your mouth.
KD.
No, stop NYC. Talking about other players
that
are here.
Now
I don't want to talk about Giannis. He's not here. I want to focus on this team.
Giannis was asked on social media, favorite city to play in, New York.
Let this team handle it. They got, listen. These Villanova kids got what it takes.
They do. I don't disagree with
you. You know who the other person was in that video? Keon Dooling. Who I believe.
Keon Dooling.
Was he on the Heat for a while?
Yeah, but he was also on the Nets, and I believe he did a weekly spot or was like on.
Keon Dooling.
Keon Dooling was
he on with Joe and Evan?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I remember this. That Keon Dooling would come on a lot. It might have been a weekly. I got to text Evan about it.
That's interesting. Yeah. All right, so those guys clearly not wanting the Knicks to win because of the fans. Here's a guy, and you would think because of the fans, the way he was treated, would be all into hating on the Knicks. So he's not. Here's Brian Windhorst on the Dan Patrick Show.
What Jalen Brunson is doing in New York is historic, and I think that would be the best story. And if you want to brand me as somebody who's works for ESPN and wants the New York team to win, that's fine. I'm from Cleveland. I live in Omaha. That story is amazing.
Meaning what would be the best story for a final series? He would like the Knicks there, he is saying. And he's talking about Brunson's deal being so impactful for this franchise going forward.
Jalen Brunson taking that contract that he took is going to be the gift that keeps on giving for the Knicks. The Knicks are here ahead of schedule.
And he actually said he believed the Knicks thought they'd be in this position maybe next year or the year after as they kept building pieces. But here they are right now with a great opportunity to win.
You see the video of the man screaming in his face as he's leaving the Garden?
I did.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
I will tell you, we talked about the guys that they threw some pieces of garbage at him. There was also a Knick fan, though, that jumped in front and was telling people to stop. So for all the garbage of humanity that's out there, there are some good people that did try to help him too. So I did point that out.
Big target area there.
I mean, the only thing I will say is that
if you miss Brian Windhorst with garbage, you really got no accuracy.
I mean, like that all that stuff's over the top. But this now becomes the pressure point. There was pressure points last series. Now we start again.
Can't you make the case, though, there was more pressure in last series than there is now?
No way.
But they've taken another step, though.
No, now this, if we're not the Pacers, the Pacers knocked them out last year. Revenge, seven games, boom, let's go. It's time to kick ass and take names. This is like everybody's against them.
Us against the world.
That's right, exactly. Well, I can't believe I'm saying that because it's the Knicks. You think you shouldn't have to say that.
Sometimes when you kick ass, there's some blood. Remember when Josh Hart got bloodied?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, when he was going up for the shot. Well,
I mean, he's not a hockey player.
Jalen, that is true. Jalen Brunson was asked how the guys reacted in the locker room about that tough situation for Hart.
Our team, no one really cared. just Josh. I think he deserved it, but I'm happy he's okay.
So they're still having some fun with one another. All good. Then, this is basketball related, obviously. So when the Mavericks won the draft lottery, what did you have? A lot of people talking about conspiracy again, give it to him because of Luka and all that stuff. Okay, so brings me to Shaquille O'Neal, who is feeding into the draft lottery conspiracy, and he takes it very, very close to home.
I don't know if you heard this story, but in 1992... I think the draft was in June or something. I meet Mr. Stern in March. And he says to me, hey, no, you are. Can't wait for you to come to the NBA. Then he pulls me to the side. You want to play where it's cold or where it's hot?
And so he says he would prefer to play where it's hot. And then the ping pong balls fall. He ends up in Orlando, Florida. So he says, now you see the Dallas thing.
I didn't think anything about it. But, you know, you hear a lot of these conspiracy theories that, now, there's a lot of situations that could make these things sound good and sound true. Like, okay, Dallas gets rid of one of the best players, but we're getting a new one. Ding, 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 ding.
So now you got these guys even.
Oh, Dallas got rid of one of the fattest best players.
Center and Johnson playing the piano in the background.
I don't know who that is. And then lastly, I'll play for you this. Do you have the show sheet by any chance up?
I can give it right away. Go this for it.
Very relatable. Could you just tell me when the Mets GM became the former commissioner of the NBA?
I was going to say that because it says Stearns here. And he spelled it the way he did.
Al wrote David Stearns.
Yeah.
Just like the Mets GM, not David Stern, Stern. He went Stearns.
Yeah.
But then again, why is that?
You.
Okay. All right, fine. You could say that. But then again, he's not exactly. He's a sports adjacent guy, as we know, as he tried to come up with the nickname of the Garden yesterday when we were talking basketball in the warm-up show.
And then outside the the greatest arena in America, Jerry.
The world's most famous arena. Good.
Exactly.
God, man. Jesus. What did you just call it? The greatest arena in America.
Correct.
Oh, man.
Wow. Otherwise known as, you have another name for it?
Oh, man.
The Mecca.
There you go.
You should have stuck with the Mecca.
You got that one right.
So that was kind of funny.
It's the Mecca of away teams is what it has been.
It has been. Not anymore. Yes. Now it's your Mecca right now. The Eagles give head coach Nick Sirianni a multi-year extension. Fred Warner of the Niners gets 3 years, $63 million, and you've got Hurricanes Panthers game one tonight.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I went back and watched the all the smoke, the whole clip that Jerry had played some pieces of with Matt Barnes and Vernon Maxwell, who played against the Knicks in 1994 in the NBA Finals, and Keon Dooling, who was with the Nets for some years. And Keon Dooling said that the organ player is the ultimate gaslighter. He goes, that person does not get enough credit because he just fires up the crowd. He's like, the second the Knicks start doing something good, you doom, doom, you know.
Defense.
Yeah, and then
defense. So that was just a really good clip. So it was like half like, man, we hate the Knicks fans, but half like, we got to respect it because of what they have done.
I initially when Jerry was playing it, I'm thinking, oh, they're insulting. But when you watch it all, you realize that they're not being insulting. They're actually being respectful and saying how hard it is to play there, but they love to win there.
Yes, and he said that Matt Barnes goes, man, if the Knicks win the finals, we're not going to be able to say something to a New Yorker for 20 years.
So he's right.
So buckle up. We won't be able to talk trash to them for 20 years. Rick in Florida. What's going on, Rick?
So I love your show, guys, first of all. I've been watching it forever. So I'm a 72-year-old Knicks fan who grew up in the Bronx. I absolutely, as a coach, love Jalen Brunson. He's telling all the kids all around the world, you don't got to jump the highest. You don't got to be the fastest. You don't got to be the greatest athlete. You got to be smart. You got to know how to play the game. The way he creates space for himself, the whole NBA is jealous that this guy might win a championship. He is so different. He is so much better. And for anybody that doesn't respect the Knicks fans or like the Knicks fans, let me tell you a fact. The Knicks started the chant defense with the 69-70 Knicks.
Yeah, listen, Rick, I'm with you on a lot of that stuff. I don't think that the league is jealous, though, of Jalen Brunson. I think that they get annoyed because he's so good and he just finds a way to score in the fourth quarter in crunch time and they can't keep up. But I don't know about it, if it's jealousy. But yeah, I mean, he's one of the smartest guys in the league. He has instincts that not everybody is born with, and he just has figured it out. You know, his dad being on the coaching staff, making him feel as comfortable as possible. So, yeah, I mean, this is another, of course, I mean, this is another big one. Now you take a step to get this team back to the Eastern Conference Finals. You take another step to get them to the finals, and you start building the statue of Jalen Brunson. Yeah, I mean, it's just all the memories flooding and all the people that were around watching them win championships all those years ago are feeling the same feels about this group. Zach in Massapequa, what's going on, Zach?
Hey, not much. Just an angry Mets fan. Now, I want to talk about Juan Soto, but I want to preface with there's no player in the world that can live up to a $765 million contract. So judging him based off of that is kind of just unfair to him. Obviously, he got the contract. So all I'm really expecting for him is to be a star. You know, you don't have to never make out. You don't ever have to, you know, do anything like that. Like, you don't have to be the best player on earth, but you do have to be a star. And what comes with being with a star is not jogging everywhere. Now, in the game against the Yankees, Judge's double, that was a gettable ball. I'm talking about and above, you know, a good high school player is tracking that ball down. There are plays that he is not getting to in the outfield simply that are effort plays. Forget about jogging out of the box. I mean, I guess he just doesn't know what that is, because when he was asked about it in the post game, he said, oh, no, I thought my effort was fine. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was a big thing. And Carlos Mendoza, the manager who we all trust and like a lot, said the exact opposite, that they need to have a conversation about it and discuss it. I mean, it's as easy as this. He thought he had a base hit on Sunday, didn't have a base hit, looked really bad. He thought he had a home run last night. The wind was blowing in. He didn't have a home run. He's staring at it. Looks really bad that he's sitting there standing there on first base. So, yeah, I mean, now he's not going to sit there in the postgame and be like, yeah, I'm not hustling. You know, he defends himself, and that looks bad, too. So he's in the crosshairs right now, and the only way that he gets out of it is the Mets get off this little losing streak that they have, and he's a big part of it.
Just welcome to New York, Russell Wilson. Welcome to New York, Justin Fields. Welcome to New York, Jalen Brunson. I mean, this is what happens. You know, this is...
Well, he didn't experience it last year, right?
I know he didn't, but now he's the big man on campus. He's supposedly the leader of the team. They're paying him twice as much as the next highest paid player on the team.
Yeah.
And they're giving his family a jet, which is like unbelievable, and a suite, and four seats behind home plate, and security.
Do I also see that there's like wardrobe things in there too?
For his mom, I think. Yeah. Somebody, now, I don't want to get into all this, but if there is a wardrobe allowance for his mother.
I mean, how? Like, why doesn't he just pick it up? He's got all that money. Juan Soto, mom wardrobe.
I hope I don't want to talk about his mom. I don't want to bring her into it. But if that's part of the contract,
we're not talking about his mom. We're talking about the contract.
Right.
It's not like I'm going to make any sort of negative comment about his mother. I am not. I'm talking about the contract and the perks. Yeah. Soto's immediate family, specifically his mother, have appeared to have a soft spot for Cohen and his wife. Soto was given a $75 million signing bonus. This is from NJ.com. I'm not seeing anything here yet about the wardrobe, but I saw that a ton
yesterday.
Yeah, that came out.
Is that, I mean, I don't know if that's fake or not. I don't know. God.
I don't. I mean, we're not. We would not give two craps about all the perks in this thing if we didn't have the issues that we've had with him over the last couple of games, where it doesn't look like he's as into it as he needs.
All right,
to be.
He gets a luxury. He gets a luxury suite, premium seats. Gets those. He gets uniform number 22 that Beatty had to give up. He has award bonuses. He's got a signing bonus. He's got an opt-out clause. He's got a no-trade clause. The contract is the largest in sports history. Soto's family also seems to have received some attention. The family services, including charter flights and a clothing allowance. See, that's where it
there
is.
It is. All right, clothing allowance.
Yep. Soto also is given permission to play for the Tigres de Licey of the Dominican Professional Baseball League. Is that true?
You're reading it. I don't know. No idea. Mm. Why would he be allowed to do that?
I don't know. That's why, like, what is...
What's true and what's not true?
Yeah, let me see what the... What, so this is the...
Times of India?
Yeah, the Times of India I'm reading. Let me get to it.
Why don't you take a good close look at that in the break?
And we'll come back. They're actually talking about Jeff Passan because Jeff Passan wanted to clear it up.
Yeah.
That what others have asserted, I'm assuming me, Juan Soto does not fly separately from his New York Mets teammates on a private jet. He flies on the team plane. There's no private jet provision in his contract for him or his family.
Yeah, it might not be in his contract, but what
barnacle parasite thing that attaches themselves to these polar bears. Jesus Christ.
But what we were told yesterday, it may not be in his contract.
Yes.
But I'll read exactly what we were told again.
Well, here it says, you know, I'm actually quoted in this article on the Times of India. Boom. Done. Love it.
Times of India.
Yeah, the bizarre story snowballed after ESPN's Carl Ravitch mentioned it during Sunday's Mets-Yankees broadcast that Soto's contract included these perks, one of them being chartered flights for his family to attend road games. Although Ravitch never claimed Soto flies separately, the conversation quickly turned misleading. Boomer Esiason picked it up the next day on WFAN, jokingly remarking, so now he and his family get to go on the private jet to go up to Boston. The quip only added fuel to the fire.
Times India seems like they're on it. They understand context.
I would say that was contextually correct. So I want to give the Times of India some credit for that.
And it also says here what we were told, the perk is for his family to fly to the away cities if they want to. So it may not be in his contract, but sounds like that's an agreement.
So. But is that outside the contract, and how does Major League Baseball view that?
I have no answer for you on that. Don't know, but just want to make sure.
You got somebody in Major League Baseball that we can contact, Al?
Boomer and
Geo. Rob Manfred?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact.
No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.